Hello.
Hi, yes, hello Karen. This is David from Notebook Writing. How are you doing?
I'm okay. This is Mr. Parker.
Yes, this is David Parker.
Okay.
So, how are you doing? How have you been?
I'm okay. So, hanging in there.
That's great. So, is it a good time? I hope I haven't disturbed you.
No. I was expecting your phone call.
All right, perfect. So, should we continue this chapter?
Yes.
So, I believe it's going to be for chapter 7, right?
I believe so.
2014 and 2015, you had your thyroid removed due to cancer. That's the description we have here.
Yes.
All right, Ms. Karen, over to you.
So 2013, yes, I had my thyroid removed due to cancer. Let's see. It was a shocking moment because it's not, nobody in my family has it. So when I was diagnosed, they did a biopsy. And that's when they found out that I had on my left side, I had a lump. And on the right side, it was another lump, but it was infected. When they did everything, that's when they informed me that it was cancer.
And when did they find
So
out?
I had... During a couple of months before that, the reason they found out of it is because I kept on getting throat infections for no apparent reason. And the doctor was kind of like, Karen, this doesn't sound correct and this doesn't sound like normal. So let's investigate more. And then that's when they... he sent me to go see the neurologist, and I had some x-rays done, and then that's when, after the x-rays were done and the me seeing the neurologist, that's when they found out that it was acrid. So I had to make a fast decision, because if I didn't... if I didn't make a quick decision, it could go somewhere in my body. So I told them, okay, let's do this ASAP. And then I had it. Then I had the thyroid removed.
All right, and it's 2014 or 15?
Excuse me?
Which ear was it, ma'am?
No, it was on my lungs. I mean, it was on my thyroid.
I mean, which ear, in 2014 or 2015?
Oh, when I had it removed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. March 12, 2015.
March 12, 2015. All right. All right, so what happened after that?
Well, after that, I had to go into radiation. I had to be home after they took out the thyroid. I had to be under medication. So every 3 months, they do blood work and to see how my thyroid level is doing. Due to the weather changing all the time, my thyroid acts up, going up and down. So when I came home, I had to keep away from my family. They had to be in separate rooms. I had to sleep in a separate room. Every time I left out of my room, I had to let everybody in the house know I'm coming out. So everybody had to make sure they go to their own rooms because the radiation could have done something to anybody in the house. So I was sleeping in my room by myself. So everything that I cooked for myself or anything that I did for myself, I had to make sure that I did it quickly and not to be close to anybody in the house.
All right, got it. And since, till how long you have been under radiation and all this process?
Well, when they send me home, I had to be a 1 week from everybody, everybody outside, everybody inside the house. Then, yeah. So after that, the doctor wanted to see me like a month or 2 months later to see how I am coping with the radiation medicine that they put inside of me. Because I was ejected with the medicine.
And
so when I went to see the doctor saw that everything was good to go. I just had to make sure to continue seeing the endocrinologist every 3 months. And I have to take medications, three medications, for the rest of my life.
So you're still taking them?
Yes, I have to. I'm forced to.
All right. And since how long, till how long you were under the observation?
Well, it was only, it was like, what is that called? They did the surgery the same day, and I went home the same day.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And how was the life after that?
Well, it's after that, it's been a roller coaster in the sense of I have to watch what I eat. I've been recommended to have a low-sodium diet. So everything that I eat, everything that I use as seasoning, I have to make sure that it says low-sodium. So it cannot be over 35 milligrams. It has to be below 35. Otherwise, it could raise up my thyroid level.
All right. What else do you want to include in this chapter, ma'am?
Well, let's see. I just have to make sure that my salt and my sugar is under control because it affects my thyroid.
All right, then. And how was your health after the removal of the thyroids? How long did it take you to recover?
Well, I just had to be in bed rest for like about 2 to 3 months before I went to see my doctor. And when he examined me, I'm good. I just have to follow the instructions that the doctor told me, make sure I take my thyroid medication, and follow up every 3 months. I have to get blood drawn for the rest of my life and continue with my life.
All right, and do you face any problems after that, or it's all gone?
Well, with the cancer, it's all gone, thank God. But after that, I had, yes, after that, I had a couple of other surgeries.
All right, you also want to include them in the book?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, please share the details.
Excuse me?
Please share the details. Which surgery have, when do you have?
Okay, hold on. Okay, after that, I had a couple of other surgeries done to me, but it's like different years, like 2019 and then 2022.
All right, which surgeries were those?
One, I had one of them was, okay, it was a surgery for me not to have no more kids. And that was on 2019. And 2022, I had to get something repaired inside of me.
All right. Anything else you want to include in the chapter, ma'am?
No, that's about it.
That's it. All right. So I'm going to be sharing all the necessary details with the team, and we'll get back to the next drop. And if there's anything else required, I'm going to be sending you over the teamwork.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Right. Is there anything else you want to ask or any questions that you have?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
All right, then, Karen. It was nice talking to you. Thank you for your time.
Likewise. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.